What's happening in the world of finance? The Intuition Finance Digest gives you a unique take on some of the industry's major trends. As we headed into 2024, the stage seemed set for a rousing rally in US bond markets. A combination of soft economic data releases and a dovish surprise from the Fed Chair Jerome Powell following the FOMC's December 2023 press conference appeared to signal an end to the sustained high interest rate regime, with a cutting cycle on the cards. Instead, the macroeconomic picture proved remarkably resilient, as high-frequency inflation and growth prints continually beat expectations in the early months of 2024. US Treasuries duly sold off while equities continued their upward march, as equity investors chose to ignore inflation and prioritize growth, with the AI boom providing further fuel. In recent weeks, however, data has started to soften again, giving bond markets a new lease of life and putting equities on the back foot. At the index level, this weakness has been masked by continued strong performance from a handful of tech giants, mainly Nvidia and Apple, and is better captured in more economically sensitive benchmarks such as the S&P 500 Equal Weighted Stock Index and global equity indexes. The high interest rate regime has been accompanied by some persistent distortions in the bond market. One of these is an inverted yield curve, which is where long end rates progressively lower than short end rates. Traditionally, an inverted yield curve has signaled a looming recession, but on this occasion, the inverted yield curve wrong-footed any investors heeding this signal. The current inversion seems to be an artifact of the peculiar circumstances that triggered the hiking cycle in 2022, namely COVID-related supply shocks combined with excessive fiscal stimulus. It reflects progressively lower inflation expectations as we move out along the curve, rather than weaker future growth. Another distortion is credit spreads, the yield premium of risky corporate bonds over risk-free government bonds at record lows. At present, US corporate debt is offering a premium of 1.5% over the equivalent US government debt benchmark, about 50 basis points below the historical norm. The message here is in stark contradiction to that of the inverted yield curve. Not only is the bond market showing no distress, with little to no fear of recession, but it's reflecting outright complacency about growth. Yield curve inversion coupled with record low credit spreads is an anomaly. One of them must be wrong. So far, the yield curve inversion has been misfiring as a recession signal, while credit spreads have been on the money, as macro data has by and large surprised to the upside. But could this change? Some strategists, including Michael Hartnett of Bank of America, expect the outperformance of US Treasuries versus stocks to continue, favouring bonds over equities for the rest of 2024. Hartnett has also stated a preference for more rate-sensitive long-dated bonds, or duration. This may seem odd given the inverted yield curve, with the Fed seemingly on course to cut rates this year, and two-year US Treasuries still yielding around 4.6% as inflation trends lower again. Bull steepeners look like the logical trade. The case for duration rests on a gloomier macroeconomic outlook than is currently being priced. Hartnett, quoted in a Bloomberg article in May, noted risk to corporate profits from some weaker signals on the economy, as well as positioning that is still heavily weighted towards equities over bonds. This positioning could provide additional fuel to any reversal in what Hartnett called the anything but bonds trade in the second half. The bond bears have a strong case too, which rests primarily on structurally elevated inflation in the US, driven by aggressive fiscal stimulus. The US fiscal deficit is projected to reach 7% of GDP this year, according to the Congressional Budget Office, and politicians on both sides of the aisle show no willingness to rein in spending. This means there will have to be a massive supply of bonds in the years to come, that could be difficult for the market to absorb. Citing these risks as well as immigration pressures, one Fed governor and noted hawk, Michelle Bowman, even recently stated her willingness in a speech cited by the Financial Times to raise borrowing costs if required. She believes structural inflationary pressures could keep US prices rising faster than in other advanced economies, where some central banks have begun cutting rates. Long-dated bonds have undergone dramatic declines in recent years. TLT, the most widely followed and actively traded long-dated US Treasury ETF, which has been traded for over 20 years, is down almost 40% from its all-time high, which was reached in mid-2020. This illustrates the effect of duration. It also implies significant room higher if the Hartnett camp is right, though it should be noted that those 2020 highs, or anything close, are well out of reach, an anomaly that may never be seen again. By the same token, the downside potential to buying duration is significant if the bond bulls are wrong. It's a high-risk, high-ish reward proposition. Buying short-dated bonds, which would be two-year USTs, for example, looks like a more favourable risk or reward in the worst-case scenario where bonds take another dive, investors still lock in nominal yields of around 4.6% for 2 years. But it's the consensus view and won't make anyone rich. Intuition Know-How has a number of tutorials relevant to the content of this podcast, including Bond Markets, an Introduction, Fixed Income Analysis, US Bond Markets, Yield Curves, Duration Analysis, Economic Indicators, Inflation, Monetary Policy, and Fiscal Policy Analysis, along with a series of other tutorials. If you would like to learn more about Intuition Know-How, visit intuition.com/know-how.